Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning again, if you've been with us. And good morning if you are just starting to listen to us at this 8 o'clock hour. I am sitting here with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries, Enchanted Gardens, and Enchanted Forest. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And as you know, if you're a listener on our show, this is a knowledge co-op of locally owned, family-owned nurseries throughout Houston. And these experts come in and share their knowledge and help us get our gardens growing step by step, little by little, or a lot at a time, however you want to tackle that yard and garden. So I'm sitting here with Joey. Our other Home Show Garden Pros include Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. As they say, you can find them. Plants for All Seasons is on 249. You've heard Sherry with us before. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center is more north, close to Conroe. And this morning, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens is being represented by Mr. Joey Lunderman. And he has shared all sorts of great knowledge with callers and with all of us in regards to growing our landscape and our garden and planting trees. And we've had some calls on veggies, and I wanted to kind of follow up on the last call with Kevin. He was talking about his tomato plants, how it was kind of getting green and that's pretty, or getting yellow, and that's pretty natural. So after June, what kind of production can I expect on my tomato plants?
Depending on what type of tomato you plant, you know, most of the cherry tomatoes are the indeterminate varieties, which will produce into the summer. Okay. The larger slicing type tomatoes, those are the determinate tomatoes, so they're going to, kind of stop producing as it gets too hot.
Okay. All right. So end of summer, we're done with salsa.
You can always make salsa from cherry tomatoes.
Right.
You know, just takes lots of them. But, you know, the cherry tomatoes do produce a ton of tomatoes, just smaller.
Okay. All right. But by the end of summer, the tomato plant is going to be finished, either one.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can start a fall crop of tomatoes starting in late July or early August. People call them fall tomatoes, but you really need to plant them in the heat of the summer.
Interesting.
To get them to produce by the time it gets cold.
Okay. All right. Well, I did not know that. So I can get some in there then at the same time. As you're seeing one wilt, you can maybe start growing the next one. That's great. So I'm sitting here with Joey, and you can join our conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And speaking of veggies, you've got lots of veggies out there. At Enchanted.
Oh, yeah.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's really important of how we start with the soil, with the quality of our product that we put in the ground. So you've got a nursery or many nurseries out in the back that you're growing your own veggies and gardens. Tell us a little bit about that.
So most of our tomatoes and peppers, squash, cucumbers, okra, you know, all that good stuff, they're all started in our own greenhouses from seed.
Okay.
So we grow them all the way from a seed to what you take home.
And did you manage okay through the 21 freeze with growing in your nurseries?
We made it through. It was a little bit of a struggle.
But you were able to.
We lost a lot of sleep and put a lot of work into it, but yeah, we didn't lose much. We were very fortunate.
That's great. Well, buy local and they're growing local and starting local, so you should have a lot of success with those veggie gardens. So, you know, we hear a lot about tomatoes and you know, some of the more common veggies. What should I be planting now? And now is very questionable because it seems like our Houston weather hasn't decided if it's winter or if it's spring.
Yeah, we've had some ups and downs for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, check the long-term forecast and, you know, kind of judge it from that.
Okay.
But, you know, things that are available now, you know, most everything's available, but tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, zucchini, a full line of herbs, you know, the oregano and basil and parsley and dill and rosemary, all that good stuff.
Okay. All right. So we can go ahead and get those in the ground, and we shouldn't have a hard freeze coming up. I say that, knock on wood.
I hope not.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it can happen. But like I say, keep an eye on the forecast. And, you know, if we are going to get some chilly weather, you can always cover them with, some frost blankets or even, you know, a larger black plastic pot. You know, if it's not going to get too cold, that's enough protection to keep them safe.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Sandy and Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens on Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Join our conversation at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333.
We're all investing more in our homes. If you prefer an energy-tight home with new quality windows, insulation, and AC system, or maybe solar energy, a new security system, or just a fresh coat of paint, it's all possible this weekend at the Spring Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe. Tom Tynan will broadcast live from 9 to 12 and answer your questions until 2. There's also home decor workshops and laundry tips from the Laundry Guy. Home ideas and home pros under one roof. Go to TexwoodShows.com. It's the Spring Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show this weekend.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
What's on your list this weekend? Looking out, you're having some coffee, looking outside. What do you see with your trees going on and your veggie garden, or maybe you're considering a veggie garden or even planting some veggies in a pot to start with? So we have talked a lot about vegetables and trees and feeding our lawns. And I'm sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest out in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. Lovely places to visit and shop and get great ideas. We are here, the Home Show Garden Pros. Let me remind you that there's a website to find out where all of our Home Show Garden Pros are located and what's going on at their locations. So the website is homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can share that with your friends. They can listen to us on a website. They can send in a question. You can send in pictures. We also have Facebook, if you do that sort of thing. Facebook, and I know Enchanted's very active on their Facebook. It gives me way too many ideas every time something pops up. That's where my apple tree idea came from, was your Facebook post. And then you can also go to the podcast, however you get your podcasts, and you can listen to shows that you have missed or segments that you have missed. So it's homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can scroll through there and find out all sorts of great information about our Home Show Garden Pros and how to find them. So we were just talking about veggies and veggie gardens. What if somebody is considering growing a vegetable and they don't want to, you know, dig up their yard or their landscape? They want to just grow some. What is like one vegetable, a good vegetable that they would have success with to start with to get them hooked?
Most of them are fairly easy, and you know, almost all vegetables can grow in a container, you know, even if it's a black plastic container, you know, like a nursery pot. You don't have to have an extravagant bed or pot or, you know, an in-ground garden. But peppers are always easy. You know, most people can use even a mild bell pepper or something in their dishes. And they are very forgiving if they, you know, don't get watered on a regular basis, because they kind of like it dry and they like it hot, and they prefer to be, you know, they would work well in a container. So that would be an easy one. There are compact tomatoes that would work good in pots, and those would be an easy one as well.
Okay, and we talked earlier in the last segment about the importance of the soil. And so if I'm going to start the veggies, get a good soil. Is there a veggie soil or just a good soil?
There's lots of different types of veggie soils, but it doesn't necessarily have to say vegetable soil on the package.
Okay.
Vegetables can't read.
Right.
Tomato plant, they don't go to school. So
right.
Get a good soil, good well-drained soil. That way you can control the water and, make sure it doesn't stay too wet. That's worse than being too dry.
Interesting.
But yeah, okay. A good well-drained soil and a good vegetable fertilizer, MicroLife or some other sort of vegetable food.
Okay.
That's the basic steps to it.
Okay. So it's really easy and it's so satisfying to be able to go out and, grab your peppers or your tomato from growing those. I was pretty intimidated. And I remember I started with Sherry actually helped me out, but started with a raised garden, and it has been lots of fun. And when I was out buying that apple tree the other day, I picked up some lettuces. So is it too early, too late for lettuce?
This would be like the cutoff time. Yeah, they'll still go for, 6 weeks probably.
Hey, that's a lot of salads.
Depending on how hot it gets and how fast.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're a cool weather plant. So, you can plant those as early as September and they'll go all the way through, mid-spring.
Okay. All right. So I'm finishing out on my lettuces, but I love growing cilantro. It's a fun, easy one, I think. It just kind of goes and goes. So that goes along well with the peppers that I grow. I enjoy the cucumbers, but those guys are aggressive.
Yeah, cucumbers need something to climb on. Otherwise, they're going to take over your whole garden.
Right. They strangle the other guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and I haven't had a lot of success with it either because I get some yellowing on them. So I'm not quite sure if it's my soil, if it's my food, or if it's my watering. Do they need a lot?
Maybe all three.
Okay.
No, they'd rather stay a little bit on the dry side. Usually if they're yellowing on the ends, then that's too much water.
Okay.
Or it could be that it needs some calcium in the soil.
Okay. So I have learned to plant these at the very end of my raised garden, and then I have a little climber that he can climb on.
Right.
But I definitely keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So you had recommended that right now you've got okra, tomatoes, peppers.
Cucumbers, squash.
Squash mm-hmm. is another
zucchini.
Good one.
Yep.
Okay, squash and zucchini. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to adding some more of those to the garden for sure. We're having a conversation with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down in Richmond-Rosenberg area. Give them a visit. They have got their cart's always going around to refill things going on out there. So it's a lovely place. Please join our conversation at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333 at Home Show Garden Pros.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs. Helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. What's a water garden, you may ask? Well, it is simply a body of water in which you can grow water lilies and other aquatic plants, and you can keep fish as well. We can show you how to do it, or we can even build a water garden for you. We also specialize in fountains, so if you want to add the magic and music of water to your yard, come visit us. And while you're here, stroll our gardens and pick up a bedding plant, a veggie, a tomato, or an herb. We've got it all.
It's time to talk tomatoes. Tomatoes are so easy to grow, and we've got every variety you could think of to fit your needs. We've got Roma-style varieties for you marinara folks out there, cherry tomatoes for salads and just all around snacking. Beefsteak tomatoes, the ones that you slice and put on your mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches. Yellow pear, which is a low-acid variety for people who are sensitive to the acid levels. And some exotic varieties, for example, indigo blue, that's a very dark, dark, actually purple, and it looks like a little eggplant. It's time for other veggies as well, and we've got them. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now, back to our show with Sandy and Joey.
Good morning. I am here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Enchanted Garden, Enchanted Forests. So it's one location is Enchanted Forest and another is Enchanted Gardens, and he is representing them today to answer your questions. And we have got Rory to, he's got a question for you, Mr. Joey.
Good morning, yes, Rory.
Good morning. Yes, I have about a 6 by 6 foot garden in my backyard, and I've been growing tomatoes, and they've been doing pretty good, but last year they didn't do anything, and I was wondering if I shouldn't be trying to grow them every year. Do I need to stagger the years, or was it just something else that caused them not to grow?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to rotate it to where, you know, if you had another bed, you could alternate that every year. That could have something to do with it, or it could be other circumstances. Was there anything else that changed that you can think of?
Not really. I couldn't find any okra last year to plant, but they normally do pretty well. But I'm going to try to grow those again this year.
Gotcha.
My okra do really well.
Yeah, okra will be coming out your ears before long.
Yeah,
I would try to alternate where you plant tomatoes every other year. That would be beneficial. Now, whether that's what caused them not to produce, hard to tell. But make sure they're getting at least, you know, 6 or 7 hours of sun. Make sure they have good soil. It's always good to add a little bit of a good compost or soil conditioner to your garden before you plant, as well as some sort of vegetable food. And that'll give, you know, replace the nutrients and minerals back into the soil before you get your plants in there. And then make sure they're getting the right amount of water. Those three things are, you know, very crucial to getting all vegetable plants to produce. So keep those things in mind.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Rory, I've got a question for you. So are you planting from seeds or from plants?
I usually do it from plants.
Do you? Okay. And you're getting healthy plants from healthy Home Show Garden Pros, right?
Not really. I've been getting them from like different stores, wherever I see them.
Yeah. Well, make sure you're getting the healthy plants too. We had talked about those earlier. So like Joey had mentioned, you know, make sure you've got the healthy soil, the healthy plant, and it's in the right location. But it sounds like you've had successful crops anyway. So maybe it was just an off year for you.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
But I just learned something this morning from Joey, and that even just changing our locations a little bit with our different plants may help. So I wish you luck with those tomatoes.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so I was curious about, you know, if he was planting from seeds or not. If you're planting from tomato seeds, when would you have started those?
Tomato seeds would have already needed to have been planted, you know, probably a month ago.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're going to plant tomatoes now, you're going to need to get them in a pot.
Okay.
Get a little head start.
Okay. All right. So get those plants planted now, because otherwise you had started the seeds earlier in the year. So we have been talking about these veggies, and in the veggie garden, is there something that we can help, like host plants I've heard about that you should put around your garden to help with some of those? We had a caller call in about spider mites, or is there anything I can do besides a chemical?
You can use, you can plant different herbs. Most herbs deter insects. Anything with a fragrance or an aroma, insects kind of don't like in general. Also, marigolds are good for deterring insects. Again, they have that kind of unique aroma to the leaves, so those are known to, you know, kind of shoo away some bugs.
So just scatter those amongst my raised garden.
Yeah, plant your vegetable plants and then find some little empty spots where you can fit a couple of them and just plug them right in.
Okay, well, that's a great... So when you're out buying your veggies, grab a marigold and some herbs to throw in there too, and that'll be beneficial.
Yep.
Maybe help keep some of the bad bugs away. And this is Joey Linderman and Sandy. Joey is from Enchanted Nurseries out in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. We are having all sorts of conversations about different topics about your lawn and garden. Join us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will be right back.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We need to talk about fertilizers for our lawns. Let's get Mike Surrant from MicroLife on the phone. So, Mike, is there something that I should be using in particular right now?
The best thing that we would recommend right now, is to apply MicroLife Humates Plus. Now, MicroLife Humate Plus is a bag of concentrated carbon. Carbon is energy. It feeds the soil microbes. And with MicroLife Humate Plus, you're getting billions of additional microbes and a whole host of minerals that plants need as well. It's for everything that grows. Any square foot of landscape area that you have, turf grass, ornamental, vegetables, flowers, indoor plants, anything that's where you have soils and plants connecting, you want a rich array of biological activity, and that means clean carbon. And MicroLife Humate Plus is very inexpensive and very clean carbon that will power up your soils. And when your soils are powered up, then your plants are powered up. Feed the soil and feed the plant.
MicroLife is available at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Check out our website at homeshowgardenpros.com. Thank you very much, Mike, for being with us from MicroLife. And great information. Always learn so much when we have a talk with you. So thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, guys.
And good morning again. This is Sandy with Home Show Garden Pros, and I have our Home Show Garden Pro, Joey Linderman, here to talk to you about your lawn, landscape, and gardens. We've got John on the line. Good morning, John. Joey is here for you.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I have a Zoysia lawn, and I have the wild strawberry back there, which is now starting to bloom yellow flowers on it. Which reminds me, each year I fight this stuff, and I've tried bonide weed beater, fertilizers, I've tried to spray during the winter time, and I just cannot beat that wild strawberry that continues to spread.
Yeah, those things are kind of difficult sometimes. How big an area of it do you have?
You know, it's interesting. Right now I would say probably 5 by 10 foot, and it seems to... In our shadier areas, where the zoysia grows well, but so does that wild strawberry. In the sunnier areas, the zoysia seems to outwork the wild strawberry.
Right. Yeah, there's not an easy way to do it. You're just going to need to get up one day when you've got a lot of energy and just go out there and, you know, spend an hour or so and try to dig some of that stuff out, dig the roots out, do the best you can. The only other option would be get some sort of herbicide. If you can find some of the longer runners, like maybe don't mow that area for a week or two and let some of that growth get a little longer. You can get a Ziploc bag and put some sort of herbicide in it and actually run those little runners into that bag to where it soaks in that herbicide rather than just spraying it on there. And that, you know, leave that on there for a day or two and it'll soak it in. But, you know, or you can, you know, dig it out as much as you can. And when that stuff starts coming back, you can get the stragglers with that herbicide in the bag trick that I mentioned. But those, that's going to be probably your best options. There's not really anything that's going to fully take care of it without harming the zoysia.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I think I spent 2 hours last summer pulling it out, and it was quickly back, and I felt defeated.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, do that again, and, you know, as it starts to come back, you know, kind of hit it with a little bit stronger herbicide. And even if you, you know, spot treat it with a, you know, whatever it takes, a paintbrush or a, you know, little hand towel, and just dip it in there, dip it in the a stronger herbicide, and then, you know, dab it on there so you don't get it on the zoysia.
Okay.
It's going to take a little work for sure, but, you know, zoysia is worth taking care of for sure. And you know, it's so pretty, you don't want that wild strawberry growing all over it.
Yeah. And do you have a recommendation for herbicide?
Anything, you know, if you want to go organic, you can use something like a 20% vinegar solution, or you can go as far as, you know, Roundup or something like that. But just be very cautious. And I mean, I would be very cautious. Do it on a calm day when there's no wind blowing, you know. And I would actually use if you're going to stick it in the bag, you know, make sure that thing is sealed up good to where it doesn't, you know, spill over.
Got it. Yeah, I do have the vinegar here at home, but I might look at some other options.
Alrighty.
So, John, I've got a question for you. Maybe Joey can help us. Is your this area where the wild strawberries are growing, is it low or a moist area? Because you said it was shaded, and I have a similar problem, but my area is a little bit low. So I'm wondering if maybe there's some prevention I can do, Joey.
Yeah, mine is low also. In fact, I have a little bit in my front yard, which is mostly centered in a somewhat of a divot or a crater, if you will, from where a tree was removed. Mm-hmm. Would remain a little wetter. And then in my backyard where my zoysia is, it's kind of on a slope down that does seem to collect more water.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, weeds will grow in bad soil, whether it's, you know, wet or compacted. And yeah, compacted soil is going to, or wet soil is going to be more compacted. There's going to be less oxygen in the soil. So it makes sense that those weeds are growing in there. So if you can fix the drainage, that would improve the soil, or water less maybe, if you think that can be, you know, fixed by that. But yeah, that makes sense that they're growing in a wet or a bad soil area.
Okay, so John, you and I need to maybe level out our area a little bit, and I'm gonna water less because I think that's what part of my problem is, the two combinations. But we may have some work ahead of us to at least slow it down this year, but maybe we can prevent it next year. But
yeah, for sure. One last question for you.
Sure.
As far, I won't be able to level mine out because it runs off towards the back street and the sewer, just the regular runoff. But given how small of an area is, it likely is compacted because it's near the back gate where the kids come in and out all day long. Can I just hit it with a pitchfork to open it up, or is there something else I should do to aerate it?
You could do that. That would not hurt anything by any means. You could top that area with a little bit of compost, and that would, you know, the compost will eventually work its way into the soil and, you know, kind of let the microbes do its thing, and that would help loosen it. There are different types of soil activators, like the Medina soil activator. You could use that in there. MicroLife fertilizers, using that, the dormant microbes in there, once they, you know, get into the soil, they'll come to life and help loosen that soil up and help with the compaction as well.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate y'all's help.
All right. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
So, Joey, what I learned from the previous, not only John, but it seems like earlier on we talked about the healthy soil is going to almost deter some of the bad weeds, because weeds don't like they don't like to fight with the healthy. They like to pick on the weak. So
yep.
I think that's something that John, in the conversation about his wild strawberries, that brought to mind for me, is just try and keep that lawn and that soil as healthy as possible, because that's one of our preventatives. So I'm sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We are Home Show Garden Pros. Sports Radio 610. Join our conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll be right back.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I hope you're enjoying that cup of coffee. Sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest out in Richmond and Rosenberg area. Lovely locations to go and wander and purchase and get great ideas. And even more importantly, you can get expert advice from these Home Show Garden Pros. And it's not just Joey or Danny at the Enchanteds who can give you great advice and information, but their staff is just full of enthusiasm and expertise on all sorts of topics. So you can learn a lot going there and listening to us. So remember, you can go to the podcast and you can listen to the shows. Anything that you have missed, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com to get the listing of all of our Home Show Garden Pros who come in and out of this studio to give you great information and advice. And we also use Facebook, and I know all of our garden pros use Facebook to let you know what's going on in their locations. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can join us at 281-833-3333. Let us know, what are you seeing? What's an issue in your garden or in your landscaping? Or do you want to add something? Or you need to improve that grassy area? So we've had several calls about that have sort of gone back to soil and what we can do for our soil. And that seems to be the beginning and the end of some of our problems, which is our good news. So when I was out at Enchanted Forest, there was this big chart on soils, on like deciding how much you need, because that can be intimidating. Mm-hmm. If you've got to fill your entire yard with new soil, or if you've got spots of it. So tell me about how do I determine if I need to do the entire yard, if I need to cover it with a compost top dressing, or spot treat it?
It depends on how much energy you have, for
Yeah.
But mainly I would focus on the areas that you're having trouble with. That's the most important time to do a top dressing. If your yard looks good, then don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Right.
But I don't know too many people that have that much spare time to just say,
yeah,
hey, let me go out and top dress my yard. I'm kind of bored.
Right.
If it's good, don't mess with a good thing.
Right.
But the spotty areas, the yellowing areas, the compacted areas, those are the spots that you need to work on.
So there were so many to choose from, though. So I'm sure that I'm going out there, and if I approach with a certain issue or problem, one of your workers, I don't know what you want to call them, one of your employees, they're going to be able to help guide me on what I need for my compost.
Yeah, definitely. For top dressing, you'll obviously want something that's really fine so it settles into the blades of the grass and doesn't sit on top where it gets thrown around by the lawnmower next time you mow. So the most popular one is going to be the leaf mold compost.
Okay, it's more thin.
It's very fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Leaf mold compost. And then, is it too late for me to be mulching? Should I mulch pre-summer?
Mulch your flower beds?
Mulch the flower beds, yeah.
Yeah, you can mulch them now.
Okay.
Anytime, you can mulch anytime, but putting mulch down. If you're going to do some planting, you might do the planting first, and then go ahead and mulch. That way you're not disturbing it.
Okay.
Now's the time, or whenever you have time is the time. That'll just kind of insulate it and keep the moisture in when it gets hot, so the plants don't dry out so fast, and so you don't have to water as much.
Okay, and that's sort of what we talked about earlier too, is making it a sponge environment at least around those plants, so that they can hold some of the water
yep.
in. But then on the other hand, we've got to make sure the drainage is good so that it doesn't become inhabited with weeds, I guess, or root rot.
Right. Yep.
Okay. And a good mulch is going to help us do that.
Sure enough.
All right. So when I was out there, we talked about spring color, and the colors out there are just vibrant. So when we get back, give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and let's talk about any sort of bright colors that you are wanting to put in your yard or garden, whether it's a shaded area or not. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610.
Cases are on the rise again.
Not again.
No, not that. That.
Oh.
I mean people new to landscaping and gardening.
Yeah, we are seeing lots of new faces at Nelson Nursery.
Taking their landscaping up a notch.
Looking for fresh plants that last.
Nelson's has all that and everything needed.
Like soil, fertilizers, and plant food.
Plus, trusted advice to grow your skills.
While making yards beautiful.
We're happy to help.
We're West Houston's local nursery.
Nelson's Nursery, Katy Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
And good morning. Well, it's time. The Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show is happening this weekend, today and tomorrow. But even better, Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting starting in about 10 minutes from there. He is going to be live out there from 9 to noon, and he is going to be hanging around to answer your questions at 2 o'clock, until 2 o'clock. This is at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, Lone Star Convention Center, today and tomorrow. All sorts of great things going on there. Hundreds of home improvement ideas. Tom can help answer questions. There are plant sales. There's a cooking stage. There's hands-on do-it-yourself activities going on. Teachers, you get in half off. Sunday, military personnel get in for free. You can go to homeshowradio.com to get your $3 off on your ticket. And kids get in free. There's free parking. To learn more, go to texwoodshows.com. And the address is 955 Airport Road for the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. And Tom is broadcasting live from there in just a little while, about 10 minutes. So good morning. I am sitting here, Home Show Garden Pros, with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We have had a full time with callers and with information. There is always something to learn about our gardens and our lawns, and it can be overwhelming, but take it a bite at a time. We had just finished up with how to leaf mold compost, and adding our mulch in our beds is fine, you know, after we add our new plants that we're going to go and put in this weekend. We've also got some questions that I need to get to you before you leave today. So on our website at homeshowgardenpros.com, you can send in a question. You can also send in pictures, which is really handy because over the radio describing things can sometimes be difficult. But we have a question from Juan, and he says he used winterizer on his lawn 2 months ago. So I guess back when it was colder, December, maybe January. Can I do it again, or do I just wait until spring?
So winterizer, you generally put out in the fall, you know, say in September, October, November, that will keep your grass green longer and build the roots over the wintertime. So you don't want to do winterizer right now. You'll want to do more of a spring version of fertilizer that'll kind of jumpstart the grass into growing mode.
Okay. So don't do the winterizer because it's not winter. Obviously. All right. So when you talk about a spring fertilizer, can you recommend some?
Yeah, depending on if you want to go organic or synthetic, you know, MicroLife 624 or some kind of a 3:1:2 ratio. That's the quick green up ratio.
The 3:1:2 is a quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. So Juan, there you go. We need to get started on that MicroLife for our yards, the 624 or the 3:1:2, if he's listening. And if he's not, we answer those questions and we will send that back to you via your email that you left us. So we appreciate that question. We have another one that has come through, and this is from Jan. So Jan says, is it too late to plant a tree? I have two pine trees that are unhealthy, and I want to start something of a different type before I have the pine trees removed. So she wants to plant something now and then remove the pine trees.
So I assume the pine trees are kind of hanging on, and they're decent, but they're not beautiful, and you just want to get something growing and get them up big enough to where they're substantial before you take out the pine trees. That would work, but your question, you know, basically it is not too late to plant a tree. You can plant a tree any time of the year. It's just easier to plant it, you know, this time of year so the tree will get established before the heat of the summer comes along.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that she wants to wait to remove the pine trees. I would think that you would want to remove the pine trees because then you're going to get plenty of sun also. And I'm not quite sure what she means by unhealthy, but like you say, it may be, you know, seems like pine trees have a lifespan.
Yeah. They're kind of prone to borers and, you know, some other insects. So she could have had some damage from those, but, you know, they're still, you know, maybe they're big substantial trees and she's going to start with something smaller and she wants to give those smaller trees a couple of years to grow. Where they look like something before she takes out the big pine trees. So
right.
I'm sure she's got a good reason for it.
Right, where she doesn't want to have a big blank space there. Because it's different when you have to take down a tree, that's hard. It changes your landscape
that
entirely. Yeah. Well, we have been talking a lot about soils and planting plants and flowers. So for the spring, there at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. What is flying out the door for you guys?
People are loving all the different types of annuals and perennials, herbs and vegetables. You know, that they're in the spotlight right now.
Yeah.
Just lots of everything. Succulents. We've got great selection of succulents, great selection of houseplants.
Yeah. The houseplants are amazing. That is always a fun thing to bring the outdoors inside. And that's a whole, area that is just, it's fun. And we forget when we go out to the nursery, you know, that we should add that those indoor plants for our air and for our enjoyment. Now, you brought up succulents. Enchanted has just a lovely variety of succulents. And when you go and you look at them, they look so delicate. So when I buy the succulents, what advice do you have for repotting them? And what kind of care do I need to give those succulents?
They're pretty easy to grow. They do look very tender, but they can take all day sun. The perfect spot would be, you know, if they had a little bit of shade in the afternoon, especially during the heat of the summer. You know, everything appreciates a little bit of shade in the heat of the summer. Well-drained soil. You know, people think sometimes that succulents need it like bone dry. They still need some water, you know. So, you know, if they're outside and mostly sun, you know, once or twice a week even, just give them a little bit of water.
Okay.
But other than that, there's not a whole lot to it.
Yeah. Well, they are just beautiful. I mean, just walking through there, you think, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's some really cool ones.
Yeah, this is natural. It's amazing. So those are lots of fun to see there. And the bird baths and the beautiful pots, it looks like you have gotten some great shipments of different varieties and sizes of pots that you can be looking for. So we have got Terry on the line. We're going to grab Terry. Can you hang on just a second? We are going to get your call right after this break at Home Show Garden Pros. And this is on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Terry, good morning. This is Sandy. I'm sorry. I didn't get my cue there. I wasn't paying attention. Sandy with Home Show Garden Pros, and Joey is here to take your question. Terry?
All right. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I know I have limited time. Here's what I have. I have an avocado tree that the leaves are starting to turn yellow and then immediately brown. So I don't know if I'm overwatering, which I don't think I'm doing because the soil is not wet or moist. And then the second thing is also I have tons of flowers that did, and I never had this thing fruit before because it's like 3 years old. That I think it's going to fruit this year. What do I do if they fruit all these avocados? It looks like there are about 200 of them.
Is that tree in a pot or in the ground?
No, sir. It is in a pot. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's in a pot.
Okay. And how much are you watering it?
How often am I watering? About once a week. But it depends on the wind. The wind's dry. I mean, 'cause the wind dries it out a lot, I know.
Right.
But, again, I stick my finger and stuff in the soil. And it doesn't even come back. I mean, you can tell how dry it's not dry, but I know avocados don't need water all the time. I know that.
Right. Yeah. You know, we've got one in a big pot also, and you know, it's kind of similar. It's got a ton of blooms on it and a ton of fruit coming on it, just like yours. And it does have some yellowing leaves and some brown around the edges. I think that's more of a wintertime look. When the days get shorter in the wintertime, you know, plants can tell. So that's probably all it is. It sounds like you're doing all right. You definitely don't want to overwater. It's worse to overwater than it is to underwater. So if there's ever any doubt, then don't water.
Right. But, and one other question, do you mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I bought some plants. I mean, I normally seed, and I have seeds growing right now, but I was getting impatient, so I went ahead and bought some plants. some tomatoes and some, anyway, and I bought about 15 of them, and then, of course, I saw the light freeze coming, so I did actually cover them, but I have them spaced apart, but about seven of those plants, like, dying, or they're dead almost, and I guess I had them covered, but not all of them, and I bought all the plants from the same place and everything, but why would some of them want to die and some of them not? That's what's confusing. Same soil, same everything.
Were they already in the ground?
I put them in the ground. They, you know, I bought them in little, what do they call it, little starter plants?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them in the ground, and I mean, of course, like I say, I've got good soil. I know I do because I plant every year.
So were they in the ground when it got colder, or they were still in pots?
Yeah, no, they were in ground for at least a week before it got cold, but I had them covered.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's weird how that happens, and I've seen it before, but, you know, it'll vary between how wet each plant is. You know, a dry plant is going to freeze before a wet plant will. It's really weird. I mean, but they could be 2 feet from each other, and a dry one is going to be toast, and the wet one will be just fine. There's just very small circumstances that can change how a plant reacts to cold weather, and unfortunately, you learned that lesson. But it's kind of hard to tell what it was, but it just that weather was just borderline, and unfortunately, you were on the wrong side of that border.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. That's what I'm thinking. But the only question I have, them all being the same style of plant, same make, same depth, same water, same everything. Instead of losing them, should I just try to cut the dead leaves off and see if I can get them to come back?
If they're not totally dead, if there's green growth coming out of the top, then they should be fine to leave.
Okay.
But you'll have to, it's hard to tell without seeing it, but you have to make that decision. But you only got one spring here to deal with, so don't wait too long. If you think they need to be replaced, I'd go ahead and do it pretty quick.
Yes, sir. All right, well, thank y'all kindly. Love the show. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye now.
Well, Joey, at Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest, you were talking about things are just flying off the shelves and you're getting restocked. How often do you have trucks rolling in to restock?
Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
And do you know
Saturday,
what's coming Sunday? Or sometimes it's a surprise?
We know what's coming. Sometimes we forget what's coming.
Okay.
But yes, we know what's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything in particular that we should be looking for this week coming out to Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Gardens? Anything? What's the new thing that's going to be coming in?
Everything that you hadn't seen for the past 6 or 8 months.
Okay. So it's just restocking.
There's lots and lots of new stuff. Yeah, it's a whole new season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no more pansies and snapdragons mm-hmm. and things of that sort. We're, you know, on to the new season of things. So it's, yeah, there's still some empty spots on some of the tables that are for things that will be coming out in the next week or so. You know, a lot of the things are not ready yet. You know, we're still mm-hmm. a little bit early in the season for
yeah.
some things.
Yeah.
So things are changing every day. It's exciting.
So look for those bright annuals and perennials.
Yep.
Because I didn't see an empty shelf or an empty table. I'm not sure the other day. So
yeah,
I must have come right after you had.
We're filling them up as quick as we can.
Emptied the truck, that's for sure. Well, it's a lovely place. And I like to sort of talk about, recap anything that sticks out in your mind that if we've got a master gardener or even if we've got a new gardener, what is something that we could do this weekend? What can I do this weekend in my garden?
It's time to get your vegetable plants in, you know, tomatoes and peppers and things of that sort.
Okay.
Getting an early start is important for their, you know, production in the end.
Okay.
It's no fun, but go pull some weeds and get things cleaned up.
Yeah. It's easier
you want to start with a nice clean palette and, not plant a bunch of things in amongst a bunch of weeds because you're just right. going to cause yourself problems in the future.
Right. So try and start it with a clean slate mm-hmm. or an easier slate. And it's easier to pull those weeds when it's kind of moist outside anyway. So, well, thank you so much for being here with us. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We're not taking any more calls, but Tom will be taking calls at 281-833-3333. And this is Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Nursery's been with us today, and it's been great fun. Next week, we have Sherry with Plants for All Seasons who will be with us.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.